Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sideshow Garden Podcast.
You are very welcome to another episode of the Sideshow Garden Podcast. Now, a new one to me, and maybe some of you, is taking place this 23rd and 24th of June 2018. It is the Woburn Abbey Garden Show. Now, when it was first suggested to me that I should record this as an episode, we'll get into that in a little bit. I said Woburn Abbey. I googled, and up came the predictive text, which said Woburn Abbey Hendrix, Peter and his music analogies. Then came up Elton John. We'll park him to one side. I'd be more of a Hendrix fan, but I like his earlier stuff. And I kind of thought this is a bit different. We'll have some of this. And I'm very, very delighted to welcome on the show Martin Towsey. Martin, how are you, my good man?
Yeah, thank you very much for that. I'm very good, thank you. A bit chilly here, but hopefully the weather's going to turn out better later on today.
Fingers crossed. For those who are not aware, what is your job title and who, I guess, is your employer to officially cover and tick all boxes?
Right, okay. So my name is Martin Towsey and I'm the Estates Gardens Manager for the Bedford Estates. My line manager is the Duchess of Bedford. And I look after all of their gardens in the United Kingdom, from Scotland all the way down to London, wherever they might have a property or a business with the horticulture wrapped around them.
That is a little bit more than I anticipated the answer would be. How much of an area of gardens do you have to look after? You can give it to me in a rough acreage. I won't argue the one or two here or there.
So if you pushed all of that together, it was running to around about 600 acres of gardens in total size.
Right. That's slightly bigger than my 1 acre of a garden. Let's then break this down if we can. How big then is Woburn Abbey? And I would assume it has to be slightly large if you're going to hold an Elton John concert there,
yes,
and project him live onto the actual Woburn Abbey castle itself.
That's it, yes. So the Abbey, where we actually do the concerts, the gardens themselves are 42 acres here at Woburn, and the 42 acres of the Woburn Abbey Gardens are immersed in the 3,000 acres of the actual parkland. And the major big events that you've talked about in terms of the big concerts, they tend to take place in front of the actual Abbey, and that's where we've done Elton John, Hendrix, Neil Diamond, Tina Turner. So we've had a whole raft of people that have done in front of the actual Abbey.
It's slightly windy on Martin's end. This is allowed. He works outside. It's what happens. You get a little bit of wind down the phone. It's okay. But patience with me if you can. You listening to this, it doesn't last for very long, I should add. Can I ask you a question, Martin? I know this isn't where we're supposed to go, but I think I would love to see a Hendrix or an Elton John play at Woburn Abbey. And then I think the horticultural part of my head would be slightly irked at the state of my lawn post that event.
Yes. Does that
double-edged sword make sense with you?
Yeah, it does, yeah. And what we do is horticulturally, we actually take that into consideration. And what I've done with the turf is actually changed it to a rugby football pitch mix of turf seed, in order that we've overseeded those lawn areas, in order that they can take their foot traffic and are more resilient to all of that concert traffic that takes place.
Martin, bring me to the history of Woburn Abbey and how far does it go back, who and where did it all start, and then if you could bring me from the Woburn Abbey bit into the actual gardens to where they are today.
Gotcha. Okay, so the Abbey site here was actually brought together in 1458 whereby the monks, they actually came to this site and they decided they'd actually build an abbey here at Woburn. And it was due to the fact of all the water that was at Woburn. There's lots of springs around Woburn, and our land consists of ribbons of clay and ribbons of sand. And where the two of those actually meet and come to the surface, we get these springs. That's why the monks wanted the site. They wanted to use it for their hygiene methods, but also for their pools of water for all the fish that they actually had. So the monks then built their abbey. Then Henry VIII took the abbey off them, and he then redispersed the land out to his friends and relatives. The land here at Woburn was given to the first Earl of Bedford, who was part of the Henry VIII's court. The Earl then took on this land and moved it forward. There was a transition from the first Earl to then become a Duke, and the abbey was added to, and that was 300 years of Woburn being in this state that it is today. So the gardens now attached to Woburn are actually Humphrey Repton Garden and Landscape. That's a bigger story, and we'll have to talk about that another day because that's a huge, great episode that we need to talk about there. But the gardens were landscaped by Humphrey Repton, and they've gone through various transitions over the different dukes that have been in place. We're currently on the 15th Duke of Bedford in place now. So you can see the big transition between the first and the 15th. It was the 5th and 6th that actually had Repton here designing the actual gardens. Now, when I came to Woburn 14 years ago, Her Grace was a new Duchess, and the first thing that the trustees always say to new Dukes and Duchesses is, what are you going to do with Woburn? Her Grace said, I'd like to restore the gardens. Now, the gardens were in a bit of a state here at Woburn, and they weren't really the main emphasis of the old Duke and Duchess that were here prior to our present Duke and Duchess. And so she wanted to restore the gardens. My job role was created in order to help her with that restorational type process. And we set out on that journey over the last 14 years to restore the Humphrey Repton Gardens as we know them today.
For those of you listening at home, what I had said to Martin before we came on air, I have a soft spot for the Lutyens and the Reptons of this world. In my heart, it makes it beat just a little bit faster when you have an understanding. It's like the way in which I spoke to Francis Tophill about botanical Latin. It's something in me. It's like poetry. It's like listening to Dire Straits singing Romeo and Juliet. You can't not like it once you get into it and you sort of understand it. So I don't want to get into Repton for no apparent reason other than I know it's a big, huge, in the back of the wardrobe. It's an entire episode on its own, and I want to do it justice. So we'll skew on a little bit past that one, Martin. What is your own career? You don't just walk into somewhere like Woburn Abbey and say, how you doing? My name's Martin Towsey. I should do X.
And really, my whole career has been in horticulture. I set out when I was 15, straight out of school. I was looking at a career path in some kind of land-based sector. I wanted to be part of a farming background. My family were all farmers, and I was one of the youngest of that particular generation. So unfortunately, there wasn't room for me on our farms at home. So my granddad said, well, don't go into agriculture. We've got plenty of the family all in place. I'd suggest you to go off into a horticultural background. So I looked around, a little bit disgruntled at the fact that I wouldn't be able to follow my path and heart in terms of agriculture. But I found an apprenticeship with the Nottingham City Council, of which I took different placements right the way across the Parks and Gardens department in 6 different venues, learning different aspects of horticulture. One of those being Woodthorpe Grange about horticulture in the nurseries. One of them being at Victoria Embankment, just doing general park work and tree work. Ball Hall Nursery, talking about trees and shrubs. Then I went on from there to Colwick Park, where we were doing water management and general country park type processes. I went from there to Broxtow, which was basically a housing estate, and doing old age pensioners' gardens and various pieces like that. And that took me over a 3-year period. And whilst I was also doing that, I was being sent to the local horticultural and agricultural college for my city in Guilds. And I was taken on by the city council, and I went to Bore Forest Golf Course, and I did all the machinery work there for doing golf course management. I came to a point where I thought I'd spread my wings a little bit wider, and it just so happened that the college that I trained at were looking for a horticultural technician. And that role enveloped me to actually put together all the practical elements for the lecturers to then take hold of their practical elements for the courses. And I then set out on a career in horticulture at the college and university, doing the technician work. Now, over a period of time, I'd started doing the practicals myself and actually demonstrating them to the students. And then Nottingham Trent University actually took over the Brackenhurst campus and made the instructor demonstrators, which I'd moved up my career to, into lecturers. And I went through my teaching qualifications, was able then to deliver both the practical and theory side. And I also became head gardener of the actual campus. Now, Brackenhurst is a stately home. It has about 300 acres of site to it. And of that, there was probably about 20 acres of garden. That took about 15 years. I then started looking around again, and there was a job advert in the Horticultural Weekly that said, stately home requires gardens manager, lady of the house requires to learn horticulture from professional. So I thought, well, that sounds interesting. So I rang the number, And I got through to an agency, of which they asked me 45 questions in horticulture. And they said, well, at the end of it, you've qualified. So they then told me that it was for the Duke and Duchess of Bedford at Woburn Abbey, which that was a real shock to the system, because I thought it was just just another private house somewhere looking for a head gardener. That made my ears prick up. And after 6 interviews and 2 tests, I eventually got hold of the job and I became the Estates Gardens Manager here at Woburn Abbey. And I've now been here for 14 years, making a total of 34 years in horticulture from the age of 15.
That is not the answer I expected, Martin. And it's mind-blowing to... I mean, I've had phone calls in my time and there are names that might be well-known. And to get a hi, I would like you to look at my garden. And then I arrive out to the garden and they go, oh my God, you're... And they're going, I know. Yours is like that, except there's an elongated process in between. In what state of disrepair or how bad were the gardens when you first took hold of them?
Well, that's a very good question, because I actually stood in during the interview process. I stood in the gardens with my father, and I looked around and I said, "Do you think I could actually pull this back together?" Because it was an estate, and it was one of those gardens that unfortunately it had its history and it had its past. And I stood there in the long grass and I thought, it's actually just pulling the soul out of you, because it was so unloved at that particular time, that I wasn't sure whether we could actually just bring it back. But my dad said that, you know, you just get on with it. And we set out 5 5-year plans of actually doing that. We're in the third of those 5-year plans now. And we really are bringing the gardens back alive. Within that first 5 years, the gardens, we were able to charge for the gardens. Prior to that, they were free of charge. People just wandered around this field, basically. It was cut twice a year in terms of mowing. Basically, we've brought this back again and brought it to where it is today, an award-winning garden.
Partly the reason, Martin, I've got a soft spot, and some of the listeners of the show might be aware of this, but my career has been, I've been very lucky, and I think the horticulture as a career can be a lot of things. And we joked off air that from the last week of October to the first week of February, I would know every single cast member in a TV soap opera, which I don't watch television, but essentially then I disappear for the next 10 months odd and I'm gone. But it can be a series of very highs and sometimes lows. Some people will say it can be a lonely thing, but I've been privileged enough to design a 17th century estate of 27 acres, of which the designs were never fully completed. Essentially, they ran broke throughout the design process. It never actually got there, and so I got to put them under my own name. You were slightly different, and it's not to compare what I did in 27 acres, but you had to follow in the footsteps of what was originally designed by Repton, which means if you didn't get that right or do it justice, you would have been open to much critique. Is that a fair way to put that?
That would be very fair. And that's one of the big things about the estate restoration that we're very mindful of, is the fact that we've got to make sure that we're doing the right thing in the right place. Now, the beauty of Woburn is the fact that we've got an archive that is absolutely rammed, packed full of information that we need for the restorational type process. So I'm able to draw on that. I'm also able to draw on books like Hortus Wobanensis, which is a complete volume book about what Woburn actually was in 1838, which is after Repton had finished all of his works here. And basically the 6th Duke put this book together. He knew he hadn't got long on this earth, so therefore he put together this book, Hortus Wobanensis, celebrating all of his successes in horticulture at Woburn, of which Repton's landscape here was one of them, but all these massive collections of plant material that he actually brought together as well. So, yes, we've got to do things right. The Duke is of the mind, if we can't afford it, we wait until we can afford it. And if we're going to do it, we have to do it absolutely spot on and right, because we have to. It's our responsibility. We're the custodians of this landscape currently, and therefore we actually should put it back in its original format, but by doing it right, because the world will watch.
Not so much on Repton, but on the restoration or the bringing back to life of a landscape. But essentially, if it goes wrong, I would point at you first, probably, no disrespect.
Yes. Yeah.
So from a landscaping perspective, let's go into the plant side of it. What I've heard in some restorations is that they have chosen, on one hand, a variety that, because in 1838, in your case, it doesn't exist anymore or wasn't widely available, number one. And number two, from a maintenance perspective, they have kept the original theme, is what they will allude to, but essentially it's not exact for exact. How, shall I call it, horticulturally pedantic did you get about holding onto it as it was originally designed?
Right, so we have gone for the side of the fact that horticulture has moved forwards, plant material has moved forwards, so therefore where there are newer varieties that are better, we've gone for those. And the reason we've done that is because the house is still alive in terms of the fact that the family still live there. So other restorations where maybe the original owners may not be there anymore, then maybe you've got to strike your coin and say, look, we've got to go for this particular time slot and use all the plant material that the family of that particular property had at that time. We've got a living family. The house is still a living family environment. And Her Grace gives us the colour, texture, taste and direction she'd like the gardens to go in horticulturally. So we do accent and put in the plants of old as and when we can that Her Grace still likes, or we go after newer varieties where Her Grace will actually twist it slightly and go for particular varieties or colours that she particularly likes within the gardens. But in terms of the actual species, yes, the species, let's say it's a rose, Her Grace will, yes, we would like roses back into there because Repton did that, the gardens had those, but there'll be varieties that she particularly likes. So that's the direction we've actually gone in.
I'm after getting an alarm bell in my head. For those of you listening at home, I know I said that this was 23rd, 24th of June, Woburn Abbey Garden Show. I got sidetracked. I apologise for that. this should really be an episode on its own, and I may regret doing that, but we need now to talk. There's 20 minutes gone in this recording.
No, really?
Yeah, we haven't even spoke about the garden show, Martin.
There's a whole wrap there. Wow.
Woburn Abbey Garden Show, 23rd, 24th of June. One, how old is it? And two, how come I haven't heard about it beforehand?
Woburn Abbey Garden Show is 9 years old. Originally, we contacted Stephen Bennett about whether or not we'd like to have an IHS show here at Woburn Abbey Gardens. Stephen came to site and said, well, actually, you're within my 110-mile radius of Chelsea and Hampton Court, so no, we're not going to be looking at putting an IHS show in here. And we said, well, if we tackled this ourselves, what would be the points for you to give us? And he drew on a napkin a triangle, and on that triangle at the top were car parking, food and beverage, and loos. And he says, right, if you get those three right, your garden show will work in the middle of that. So Grace and I talked about whether or not we should set out on doing a garden show ourselves. And we decided that, yes, we'd grass the nettle and we'd actually move forwards and create a Woburn Abbey garden show. That was 9 years ago. And we stuck to those principles of that triangle, you know, got all of those elements correct. And then we put the garden show into the middle of it with the horticultural taste of Woburn. So Her Grace to lead it, again, give us colour, texture, taste, direction she'd like it to go in. My team to actually manage it in-house. Why have you not heard of Woburn Abbey Garden Show? We're a small show. We're a gardener's garden show. We're not about big glitz and glam in terms of actually great areas of traders. We want quality traders. We would like a number of those across the actual site so people can come along, choose something very interesting in terms of plant material, go home and succeed with it. And the other bits that we wrap around with our garden show is we have the experts on hand in order for people to be successful with that plant when they get it home. And that means then that we build up a community of people that go, I've got to go to the Woburn Abbey Garden Show because I'll get something very interesting there. I'll get the backup of experts telling me how to grow it. And it's an incredible day out and it fits other people's values as well. We're very strong on our values here and what excellence is one of our values that we put in place. And the garden show has to reflect that. So it's not a big show. It doesn't really shout currently, but it's becoming more of a renowned gardener's garden show. And interestingly, we've actually brought Stephen back 9 years later just to help us just remaster the show and take it to its next level for the future of Woburn.
For those of you listening at home, you may be aware Stephen Bennett is a former guest of the Sod Show. In fact, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll pause this. Let me get Stephen online. Bear with me 1 second, Martin. Just hang on the line there. Let me get him on the phone.
No problem.
Hello? Stephen Bennett.
Stephen Bennett, it's Peter Donegan. How are you?
Hey, Peter Donegan. I'm good, thank you very much.
It's been a while since we spoke, Stephen. I know this is slightly impromptu. Have you got a couple of minutes to talk?
Of course, Peter, for you. Anytime.
Why are I with to one side? For those of you listening at home, Stephen's line is a little bit crackly. These things are allowed in modern day times. We're calling somebody on a telephone that is connected to a wire. We spoke when I was in Ascot Garden Show. For those who are unaware, as a by the way, you should go back and listen to the interview that I did with Stephen. It will explain his career and everything else in a lot better detail. It's under the title of Ascot Spring Garden Show. However, you are now involved with Woburn Abbey Garden Show. Explain this to me like I am a two-year-old, Stephen, if you wouldn't mind.
Right. About nine, 10 years ago, when the Duchess of Bedford and her amazing guy, Martin Towsey, they invited me to go to Woburn when I was the show's director of the RHS, running Chelsea Flower Show, Hampton Court Palace Flower Show, and all that. And they kindly invited me to consider running or launching a new RHS show at Woburn Abbey. At the time, it was not possible because our priorities were, well, we needed to protect Chelsea, Hampton Court, and our priorities were to move further north, and I wasn't able to accept that kind offer at the time. However, 9 years later, the phone rings. Martin and the Duchess asked me to go back and have a chat. And to cut a long story short, I am now very happy to be involved with the Woburn Abbey Garden Show in its 9th year. And we have great and very exciting plans for the Woburn Show.
Now, Stephen, there's one thing I want to put to you, because the comparable I made with you when we spoke about Ascot was, it's like John Lennon leaving the Beatles and going to the Plastic Ono Band. People just turn up. They know exactly what they're going to get. They know it's going to be a good show. It's not until I was at Ascot that that point that I made to you was backed up by other people. They were all saying exactly as I thought. Is that a fair appraisal? And question part two of that, is Woburn going to be as good as Ascot was, if you don't mind me asking that? No disrespect to the previous years that the show has been running, but I haven't been there, so it's an unknown to me.
You can ask me any question you like, Peter, but the answer is no. You will be surprised about Woburn. It's not going to be like anything you've ever seen before. Different to Chelsea, different to Ascot. Uniquely, this is a show run by a team of incredibly talented, energetic, knowledgeable, young men and women, gardeners. These are the Woburn Abbey gardeners who run their own show in their own garden. And I can't think of another example of a show of substantial size and scale where the gardens team run their own garden show in their own garden. It's amazing. The atmosphere is, it's got a family-run feel to it. It's absolutely delightful.
Here's another thing I want to ask you, though, Stephen, because going forward, and I know you well enough at this stage of the game, but there is no doubt in my mind that you, a little like myself, you can't sit still for 2 minutes, and you are going to make some changes, I would suggest, by next year, within a 3-year period, within a 5-year period. Am I far off the mark or not?
Bang on the bullseye there, Peter. I have no interest in running an established show in the way in which it's always been run, and I hope I never did that with any of the ones I ran for the RHS. So the Woburn Abbey Garden Show has got a very long-term plan, 50 years if you like, but let's just take the first five. During the next 5 years, 2018 is the start of the changes. We've already cleaned out all the former exhibitors that we weren't happy with and replaced them with a cracking good set of new, top-of-the-range, excellent exhibitors from the UK nursery trade. These are talented, knowledgeable people. That's 2018. 2019, we're introducing a new style of exhibition of plants and a new style of the sale of plants that shows. Woburn is going to take the lead on this amongst all the big British flower and garden shows. 2020 and 2021 will be the two very exciting years, because the whole estate is undergoing a major refit, moving roads, giving access to new and wonderful ways into the site. The garden show will necessarily move around the estate into one or two different sites during 2020 and 2021 while this while these major infrastructure works go on. And the changes we will embrace, they will be deliberately disruptive to the familiar format of the show, hugely entertaining and informative on behalf of Woven Abbey and the gardens about the changes. And then maybe as early as 2021, but certainly from 2022, the Woven Abbey Garden Show will settle into its new, exciting and quite unique location within the bosom of the fine historical buildings. This is going to be a revolutionary new show in a historic and distinguished setting. It will have strong character and a clear identity.
Well, I wasn't sure of what answer to expect from you, but I know I wasn't expecting that. I'm going to cut you short because I need to get back on the line to Martin. When are we due to meet up next, Stephen?
As soon as you like, Peter. I can fly over to Dublin. If you promise me a pint of Guinness in a pub there, I'll be there. In a shot, you just let me know.
Excellent stuff. Well, I'll see you this Saturday then, if that's the case, and it'll be a pleasure as always, Stephen.
Perfect. All right, Peter, thank you so much. Take care.
Pleasure, Stephen. Chat soon. Okay, we're back. So can I ask you then, I've arrived at Woburn Abbey Garden Show, 23rd to the 24th of June. What is that, a Saturday, Sunday, is it?
That it is indeed, yes.
How much does it cost in the door, Mark?
So it's £14 for an adult and £13 for a senior. This year, we've got a charge for children this year, which is £8, but next year we're actually going to drop the children's rate off. When you arrive at Woburn, you actually go through the whole Parkland area and then park in our car park, and then you come on to the entrance of Woburn Abbey and Gardens, because the whole of this garden show is actually inside the gardens. It's not out in the park as other stately homes have. So you're immersed in the horticulture that we've been actually doing over the last 14 years. And really, the garden show's remit at the beginning was to celebrate the garden itself. So, you know, come along to Woburn, have a look at what we've done, see all the backdrops of the restorations. During the garden show, Her Grace will open another restoration that we've done. This year, she's going to snip the ribbon on the Avery project, which is at the top end of the garden, something we've restored over this year. And then you'll have all these plant traders all around the actual main lawns at the top end of the gardens. So we've got 30 plant growers this year doing various different activities of different types of plants. We've been very selective in our nurseries now. We try not to double up on the same sort of species from the same there, but we've gone for the best quality of each one of them. Harkness roses, for a great example, Hardy Cottage nursery plants. And then we also have the sundry items. We try not to do too many barbecues because it's not about barbecues and things like that. It's more about the plant material and the bits and pieces that you need to actually maintain and look after your garden. We have various options for people to have food here, because that was on that napkin. Get ready, get your food and beverage right. Well, our sculpture gallery is open, which is a venue here at Woburn, which we have mainly for weddings and corporate launches. And there's a buffet-style luncheon opportunity there, but we do have other vans and bits and pieces, again, selected by Her Grace, so there's some quality there. So it's a full day out. We also have our experts. So we have Adam Frost and Pippa Greenwood. I used to work with Adam at Nottingham, where in the days when I was working at the university there. And then my team are out there as well in doing demonstrations, and they're also doing tours around the actual site. So people can have a complimentary tour by Andrew Grout, the head gardener here at Woburn Abbey. So really, it's a full, robust horticultural experience that you've got in our 2 days. And the strength of it's our show. We're celebrating our garden, our show, with our boss, the Duchess of Bedford. So we're really able to stamp our mark onto it and show you what we want to show, rather than have a third party come in and do a garden show within our facilities.
We should have turned this into 2 episodes, really, shouldn't we? We probably should have. It's been a long time since I've made one of these phone calls. I can hear the sound of the birds in the background. Martin, are you near the Avery?
We're near the Avery, yes. Yeah, not that far away, actually. No, yeah.
That is phenomenal. 23rd, 24th of June. This should have been 2 to 3 episodes, really. We've managed to ram it all down into one. At Sideshow on Twitter, facebook.com/thesideshow, sideshow.com, and we'll put you directly in touch with Woburn Abbey. Tickets are on sale, as we we speak. And you can pay at the gate as well, like Adam Martin.
You can indeed, yes, yeah.
And if you do go there, please do let me know how you get on. Martin Towsey, we really need to do, as myself and Mr. Bennett suggested we would do and did do, which was to have a pint of Guinness and a glass of Middleton Very Rare. This conversation needs to be extended, my good man.
No problem. I would look forward to that. Excellent.
Thank you so much, Martin. A real pleasure talking to you.
No problem. And to you. Pleasure speaking to you.
You too. Take care.